But Joey, you've got a top five for us here on Saturday evening, just before the big game.
Yes, I've been handed the baton, Baz, and I know Brownie owns the top fives, and Daisy did a great job last week. But we'll give it a crack, because what I love about Triple M, and particularly when we call the games, my favourite part of the show is when we do the Amy halftime clangers. We've had some quite entertaining Amy halftime clangers. We love it, don't we, Bernie?
Yes, we do.
We can take the mickey out of ourselves, or most of us can at Triple M. Yeah. So it's all pretty good. So I thought, well, let's take a little trip down memory lane and look back at the year and some of our favourites, because I know we're all professionals and we all try our best, but we all stuff up at times and doesn't quite go to plan. And look, the first one we're going to roll with, and look, the Friday Huddle Boys, you just touched on them. We love them. They are probably the best pregame show,
Fantastic. Let's
be honest.
And rating number one.
The chemistry's great between all the guys, and they're very informative, particularly with Damien coming up with the news. So let's take a listen to when Damien decided to hit Chris Judd with what was going on at the Blues.
You've given me reason, though, to ask subsequent questions about Eddie Betts right now, though.
I've given you reasons?
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doop.
He's finished with whoop-de-doop.
What about that, Damo?
He had a meltdown.
Tell us about that, Damo. What happened there?
Well, it was a night. He couldn't bring himself to tell us that Eddie Betts was going around again. And I just sensed a little opening there, because I wanted to make sure that he was going around again. And then, in the end, I was more confused about Eddie Betts' status than I was before the conversation started. And the whoop-de-doop, well, that one threw me. I haven't had that one as a response.
I agree, Damo. You put him on the spot, and his silences were, like, they weren't just 2-3 seconds. They were 8-9 seconds. And then at the end of it, I'm sitting there going, well, is Eddie Betts playing next year or not? I don't know.
And I still don't know,
Brett. Juddy was going all red, and he didn't know what he was doing. For a smart man, he made a mess of that.
Yeah, that was very good. Very good.
Good start,
next one, we've had our challenges this year by calling a lot of the games from the studio. Yes. Obviously, the hub has meant we haven't been able to go to the ground. So one of the challenges has been when the replays come on. And we've got a couple of our best callers. Baz, you were very lucky not to make, because you did do it one day.
Can't remember.
You did do it, but you haven't made this list. Let's first of all take a listen to Das.
Mitch Duncan has won this one out of the centre. The Irishman, Tui, penetrating long kick inside forward 50. And McAvoy back there.
I think you're fine. You might be calling the replay, Jake.
I think...
Did a bloody good job of it. I
think you're right too.
He's starting Sandy Roberts on us.
There's Juddy. I like the second one better.
I looked at Juddy that night, and I reckon we realised as soon as he said Duncan, who was the first man who touched it, and we just let him go. Normally, people would pull you up and help you out, go, and we've just sat there and we've giggled, and all of a sudden you could hear us giggling before Juddy actually said, I think you're calling the replay.
And Joey, we're none for two on the Friday huddle here. Is this going to be all five?
No, nah, this is it. No, this will be basically it. But also, it wasn't just the Friday huddle, because even our very best, Brian Taylor, might have done the same thing.
Anyway, we're underway here in the second quarter. Siren has sounded and we're gone.
I don't know if we are, Cock.
Was that the first quarter?
No, that's just a bit of a replay. Brian.
Come on, Brian! Where am I supposed to go? Brian.
Luke Darcy. He did a dance.
Go again.
What about Billy? I don't know whether we are, Cock.
A very technical term.
it's been a challenge, but everyone's done a wonderful job. So that's been a highlight.
You know Dennis Cometti did it too, not long after that.
Yeah.
Ooh. And the respect they gave him in the box over there was a lot different to what BT and Dars got.
I could imagine. Hey, next one. My man next to me here, Bernie Vince. He's been wonderful on Triple M this year. And what we love about Bernie Vince and his special comments, he's not one of those boring blokes that's going to sit on the fence and say nothing. He's going to give you an opinion.
He's going to
put it all on the line. And when I mean he puts it all on the line, he literally puts it all on the line.
Garash certainly didn't touch it.
Nah, memory has. You can see his hand sort of twist when it hits.
Did the umpire go with the goal?
He went
gone
goal.
With the goal.
Oh, you'd be brave
I'm
to overturn
put,
this.
I'm going to put my plums on the line and say, overturn that and he'll touch it. It'd be touched point.
So what happens if it's a goal? What happens to your plums?
Well, I guess I only have one son ever.
So,
I have to adopt.
It's a shame, Bern. It's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, they're taking their time though, Joey.
Tell you what, it's made it more interesting for me anyway, whether this is a goal or
what
not.
What do I get if I'm right? An extra set.
Jeez, it was a game bet by Bernie.
It's insufficient evidence.
Oh, yes!
reverting to the umpire's call.
It's going to be a goal to Jack Loney. The Saints going to have their third, yeah. More importantly. Sorry, Abby. Bernie's just lost his pumps.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well, like, some people only have one kid, I guess, Joey.
You put it on the line. You put it out there.
I didn't confirm what I was going to get, though, if I did win the bet. So it was a bit of a risk.
No, that's true. That's true. That was very good. Hey, our man, Nath Brown, we know he's a professional
champion.
He is the absolute best in the business. He's meticulous with his planning when he comes. He's got all his notes. And,
best I've ever seen.
Let's just take a listen to some of his finest work.
Port Adelaide win by 3 points. It's halftime here at the, I think we're at Metric Giant Stadium, 7-3-45 to the Demons, 2-3-15 the Hawks, 30-point margin.
You never know where you are these days.
He's going to run out of breath.
It is difficult at times, but just a little slip of the mind there for Brownie. But back to Bernie Vince, because there's only two more.
What about Baz?
It's been a big year for you.
This is why he's getting paid the big bucks, absolutely. Bernie Vince, because this is some of his finest special comments.
Not a lot to play. I guess you want to go into the finals with good form. That's the only thing probably they're hoping for tonight. But look, that's about all I've got.
That's all.
Mate, I was the fourth man to comment, and I didn't want to say the same thing over and over again, which the last three had done. So I thought, bugger this. They want to go in with good form, and that's all I've got. Let's get on with the game.
Tell you what, I don't think that'll be played at the Seabus Super Comments Christmas party at the end of the year to go, like, yeah, we've sponsored these guys down at Triple M, and have a listen to the stuff they give us.
That's all I've got. But our number one man, and it's a shame that he's not with us tonight, because Mickey Roberts, he's been around as long as Triple M has been around. And on this particular night, the young boys, Bernie and Daisy, they choreographed a bit of a line for Robbo because, you know, you don't want to show his age. He's I don't know how old he is, but he looks about 40.
Yeah.
But they just wanted to choreograph a bit of they had a rehearsal. You choreographed your lines.
And then told him what to say.
Robbo was very excited for it. And this was pre-game. Robbo on the boundary. Let's take a listen.
I tell you what, it's 27. It's bloody hot in Cairns again. And high wind too. Going Beyonce style, going left the screen, going go left, go left.
That's not how it goes.
To the left. We rehearsed this.
We practiced it.
The wind is going to the left.
Yeah. Go again.
Go again.
The wind's going Beyonce style. That 3-4 guy. To the left,
We told him what to say like 3 or 4 times. He goes, serious, you reckon I'll go with it, mate? And then he's gone, what do you say? Go left. Go left.
He wasn't sure who Beyonce was, Baz, but they've been some of our favourite halftime clangers.
That was outstanding.
Although, Baz, we can't let you go with that.
Hang on a minute.
We know you're the best in the business.
Hang on.
We know you have never made a mistake ever.
I think we're going
to
go
had to
break,
dig into the archives and just find one. It's the only one we could find, Baz. Let's just take a listen.
BobJane.com.au, Robbo. Thank you.
I do remember that. You just got the bot and the dots.
I did. Just but anyone out there that's going to do this, never have too many coffees. Thank you very much. Joey, outstanding work from you. That was fantastic.
Very good, Joey. That was good.
We're all loosened up. We've got a big game tonight. We've got Geelong and Collingwood. Damien Barrett's in the house. And we've got Corey Enright, one of the game's greatest. Cat, he's a Geelong assistant coach now, and he's going to join us after the break. Bernie Vince and Nathan Brown here as well with Joey. And for McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Finals Footy, BobJane.com.au, Robbo.